The show's called Live and Local. It's your connection to local music and more, music that you can go out and see and hear in your listening area, in our listening area, in your territory, wherever that may be. And the Champaign-Urbana area has a couple of performances happening this weekend. Well, lots and lots of them, but two that we're going to focus on today's show. The Champaign-Urbana Theater Company's production of Elton John and Tim Rice's musical Aida opens tomorrow, runs through Sunday. And the Champaign-Urbana Sweet Adelines are giving their show on Saturday. And with us is going to be one of their quartets called Illusion. They were with us once before. They're quite good. I'm looking forward to hearing them again and hope you are too. It's Live and Local, and you're listening to Illinois Public Media, 90.9 WYLL-FM, and HD1 and HD2 Urbana. That was the virtuosic piano playing of Jesus Chucho Valdez, who is going to be at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts Saturday evening at 7:30. And that is a tune called Son Montuno from his disc Bele Bele en la Habana. And believe it or not, there were only three other performers with him. Bassist Alan Perez Rodriguez, and on various types of percussion, two different players, Roberto Vizcaino, Guillo, not sure how that's how he says his name, and Raul Pineda Roque. And Chucho Valdez is going to be with his Afro-Cuban Messengers, a full big band on Saturday at the Krannert Center. I did an interview with him this morning from Cuba, and I don't know that we're really going to be able to air it, which I'm sorry about, so I'll probably play some more music of his later on in the week, because we had a little trouble with the sound and the translation and so on. But I'm really looking forward to that concert. He's a phenomenal player. And I hope you'll be looking forward to one or both of the concerts which we're going to talk about today on Live and Local. Later on, the Champaign-Urbana Sweet Adelines are giving their annual show on Saturday, and we'll have one of their quartets with us called Illusion. But first, we have a few representatives of the Champaign-Urbana Theater Company production of Elton John and Tim Rice's musical Aida, The Timeless Love Story, they're calling it, and it's in concert at 88 Broadway in Lincoln Square in Urbana, starting tomorrow and running through Sunday. And the folks we have with us are Emily Durham, who is in the title role. Corbin Dixon is in the role of Radames. And Mike Galloway is producer for the production, and he is also a managing director of the Champaign-Urbana Theater Company, and Kat Downs is here as the pianist. And I appreciate everybody's coming in today.
Thank you.
Yes.
This is a show I don't know anything about other than, I presume, the basic story, because I'm guessing it's rather similar to the opera, which listeners to this station may know better, the famous Verdi opera called Aida. So is it or isn't it, and what is the story?
It is. It's based off the opera, but our story is about Aida, who is brought over with a bunch of other Nubians to
Nubians.
Egypt.
What Nubians. Are Nubians in this
Nubians,
case?
Nubians. From Nubia.
from the south side.
From the south. From the southern, yeah.
That's an old term.
Yeah. They're brought to Egypt by Captain Radames, who's the Egyptian captain, brought back to be slaves. And throughout the course of the show, you see that Radames and Aida fall in love. However, Radames is betrothed to the Egyptian princess, Amneris. So that's kind of like a love triangle going on throughout the whole show.
Kinky. Is this why it's a concert version?
Yeah.
We do get a kiss cut at one point.
Yeah.
You get a what?
A kiss cut.
What is a kiss
Kissing
cut?
And we kind of get separated. And so instead of doing like we would in the full production, we kind of get that stopped mid.
It's the PG version.
Right, PG-13.
Family show.
A kiss cut. Is that a technical term?
I don't think so.
I wish you could see this face. It was so serious.
All right, I'll just take your word. I'll just take your word for it. So have either of you seen the opera?
No.
I did some research on it, though, before coming. I knew you would be asking about it, so I did a little research.
Yeah, what was the research that you did?
All I found
it
out
didn't
really...
include actually watching the opera?
Wikipedia, mostly.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Which is always authentic, as we all know.
That's what I did.
But really, the only major difference, obviously, other than the actual sound of this and being more pop-focused than classical, is Amneris is kind of another protagonist in this story versus the opera, where she's kind of a little bit more sinister than we are in our concert version.
And who's in the role of Amneris?
Mara Sotelo.
And are there other lead characters, or is it mostly the big chorus of Egyptians behind you?
We have Zoser, played by Jeff Dare, who plays my father, and he's kind of the evil character of the show. We have Nehebka, which is one of the main Nubian women. We also have...
Merib,
mm-hmm. played by...
Michael Meadows.
And what is that character? Who is that character?
Merib is, I guess, Radames's... What is he, your sidekick? Or
He's actually my slave, but, but we're close.
Yeah.
One of those kind of relationships.
You know how that goes.
Mike, what was the decision behind the concert version as opposed to a stage version? I know you guys have done occasional concert versions. Actually, since you've come as managing director, there's been a few of those.
Yeah.
But this one wasn't originally supposed to be there.
No, this wasn't supposed to happen. My annual February in concerts, hopefully will still continue. What happened was we were supposed to do The Producers. It was our fall show, and with the Virginia renovating and scheduling in Parkland just didn't work for us on the end of the season. We thought at first maybe we'll do The Producers in concert, at least put the show on, but the directors and myself who were part of it thought, that's just one of those shows you have to do the production. And so we almost were like, do we cancel or do we do something? And we had a proposal to do Aida in concert, and we took it to the fundraising committee and took it to the board, and here we are with this. So it's kind of replaced The Producers, and we're hoping that we can move The Producers on to another season soon.
Another season. What how's 88 Broadway working out?
I heard a lot of horror stories when we first started wanting to do this about it's in a mall and the sound, and it's, of course, everywhere you go you're gonna have issues. Jeff and Perry who run that and run Fluent Events have done a great job of kind of redoing things in there, and I like it. I mean, walking in, it's kind of neat. The whole stage is taking up the whole concourse in that south side, and they're piping, draping everything up, so it's all enclosed, and the lighting's really very cool. The sound is, we're actually working on it and tweaking it. It doesn't sound as bad as I think some people think. So I know some people won't come or said they wouldn't come because they've had bad experiences in there before, but I think it's great. I mean, I really am impressed. It's not as echoey as I thought it was going to be, and the sound people are really working hard to make this sound well for people and when they come in. So, and the orchestra is actually on stage. It's all incorporated all together, so they're all up there.
Now you're actually essentially in the mall space in front of 88 Broadway.
Yes.
Are you going to be using the 88 Broadway space? For those who don't know, 88 Broadway was, maybe kind of still is, a bar, but it was a piano bar.
Right.
For a while, and that didn't seem to have worked out too well.
They bought it for events, for concerts and stuff. We will be using it for concessions. There'll be little different concessions, like pulled pork sandwiches and kibasa and, like kind of hot meal stuff, and then beer
good,
and wine.
Good, solid Egyptian food.
Exactly. yeah. Goat.
Careful.
I'm kidding.
Careful. Might be Egyptian.
I'm just kidding. And beer and wine will be available. We'll have merchandise. So we're using it inside. And after the show's done, if anybody wants to come and have a drink after or just mingle, they'll keep it open for like an hour after the show. So if anybody wants to stick around.
So it's a concert version, but I'm assuming there are costumes.
Oh, yeah. Yes, costumes galore.
Some sort of sets.
Yeah, there's the set is, it's the set is what you see. There's some props. There's some a lot of costumes. Amorous has like.
There's like eight costumes.
Yeah, eight costume changes.
So you're the diva of this show.
No, Amaris is. I only have three costumes.
Oh, you said who? Oh.
Princess Amaris, the Egyptian princess. She has like eight
costumes. She's the one with all the costumes. Yeah, oh, right.
So it's quite.
Well, that's right, because you're only a slave.
Right.
So you get one.
I get three, actually. Oh, very lucky. Okay. Yeah.
They let you change your clothes. And
yes.
Yeah. So no big pyramid as the backdrop?
No, we have eight columns.
The columns. Mm-hmm. We have the columns, and there's like a runway. And
we have a multi-level stage.
Yeah, it's a multi-level. It's really kind of interesting to see, look at it.
Well, we probably ought to have some music, since I assume that, really, Corbin and Emily, that's why you came.
Yes.
So who's going to, you're doing two duets?
We are. Mm-hmm.
So are we doing them in order of sequence in the show?
Yeah, we're going to do Elaborate Lives first, and then we'll do Written in the Stars act.
Okay, why don't you set up the first one for us? You know, what happens leading up to this?
Well, Elaborate Lives is kind of our first introduction to really having feelings for each other, and us talking about wanting to have this relationship and how difficult that is. And it's followed by one of our really first intimate moments, which kind of starts to move this story into where it really gets complicated. So
am I going to need to cover my eyes during this?
No. I think you'll be all right.
I'll need tissues.
Yes.
They're out of reach.
I see them over there. So if Kevin starts tearing up, I'll take them over.
No, okay, thanks. Corbin Dixon and Emily Durham as Radames and Aida, in that order, from Aida. Put on by the CU Theater Company, starting tomorrow and through Sunday in Champaign.
Such elaborate lives, wild ambitions in our sights. How an affair of the heart survives days apart. And hurried nights seems quite unbelievable to me. I don't want to live like that. Seems quite unbelievable to me. I don't want to love like that. I just want our time to be slower and gentler, wiser, free. We all live in extravagant times, playing can all win. Unintended emotional crimes take some out, take others in. I'm so tired of all we're going through. I don't want to live like that. I'm so tired of all we're going through. I don't want to love like that. I just wanna be with you. may not be the moment to tell you face to face, but I could wait forever for the perfect time and place. Wanna touch your heart. May this confession be the start.
Nicely done. Corbin Dixon as Radames, Emily Durham as Aida. CUTC, CU Theater Company's production of Aida is opening tomorrow at 7:30, running through Sunday at 88 Broadway in Lincoln Square in Urbana. And you're hearing them live in our studio and live and local. Programming today is made possible by the Danville Symphony Orchestra. Trumpet virtuoso Byron Stripling joins the symphony in a tribute to Satchmo, Fats, and the Duke, this Saturday at 7:30 p.m. at the Danville High School Auditorium. Ticket information is available at 443-5300. And as long as I mention it, Byron Stripling will be one of my guests on Friday's program with the conductor Jeremy Swirling. So looking forward to that as well. Corbin, I have to say, your voice has really developed over the last several years.
Thank you.
Since I first heard you in, what has it been, 4 or 5 years ago?
It's already been probably 5 years.
Les Mis, when you were in the role of
Marius.
Yeah. And got sick in the middle of things.
I did.
You're taking care of yourself vocally these days?
I am. That was when I had a sinus infection, and that was really unfortunate timing. But over the years, we've kind of learned how to take better care of your voice and support and all that stuff.
You're doing a music theater minor, is that what they call it?
No, it's the Open Studies Music Theater program, so it's a full program. I get my Bachelor's of Music, and it's just a particular focus with a separation of basically a vocal performance degree, taking out the foreign languages and replacing those with dance and acting classes.
Great, at the University of Illinois.
Right.
And so they're teaching you to all that stuff about how to handle yourself for
studying?
Yeah, good. And Emily, where are you in life?
Well, I'm a nanny in town here, and I also, I'm doing classes at the University of Illinois. I'm a music education major.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And not at all your first show with CUTC.
No, this is, I think that's my sixth or seventh show, actually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is it the first time in a lead role?
Yes, it is, actually.
Congratulations. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
And I'm sure there were many others vying for that spot, the title role here. Why don't you set up our next duet?
Sure. This is Written in the Stars. At this point in the show, Aida's father, King Amonasro, has been captured and brought to Egypt. And she, Aida, wants to be able to free him and send him back to Nubia. And the only way she can do that is for Radames and Amneris to marry, so that there will be a distraction, so she can go down to jail and free him and send him back. So this song is her telling Radames that he needs to go marry Amneris and do that so that she can, or that he can help her people.
Marry Amneris.
Yes,
marry
Amneris.
Bury
no.
Amneris.
No.
That'd be a different choice.
Yeah.
That would. Okay, so I neglected to mention that Kat Downs is our pianist, doing a wonderful job, as always. This is about your
Thank
fourth
you.
Time in here, I think. Yeah. So here we go.
Understand how a perfect love can be confounded out of hand. Is it written in the stars? Are we paying for some crime? Is that all that we are good for? Just a stretch of mortal time, or some God's experiment? Which were given paradise, but only for a day.
Marry the princess, Radames. You can help my people. This could be our chance to do something important. Don't you see? Nothing can be altered. There is nothing to decide. No escape, no change of heart, nor any place to hide.
Oh, you are all I ever want, but this I am denied. Sometimes in my darkest thoughts, I'd wish I'd never learned what it means to be in love and have that love returned.
Is it written in the stars? Are we paying for some crime? Is that all that we are good for? Just a stretch of mortal time?
Or some God's experiment in which we have no say? In which we're given paradise, but only for a day.
Emily Durham, Corbin Dixon, and Kat Downs. Aida, Radames, and Pianist, in that order, from the Champaign Urbana Theater Company's production of Aida, happening this weekend. Mike Galloway, as a producer, I'm sure you'd like to say a thing or two about how one gets tickets to this event.
Why, Kevin, I'd love to. If you want to get tickets, which you certainly should, and we're only doing 1 week, you can go to CUTC.org and buy your tickets right online. It's a new system we're doing this year, and it's worked out great. You can buy them right there, pick out your seats, and get them right there, print them off at home, and bring it with you. So you can do it online, CUTC.org, or call the box office, 344-3884. And I'll be back in about a half hour. So.
Oh, back to the office.
Yeah, so I'll retrieve calls as soon as I get back.
All right. And what's the next show for CTC after this one?
We are on a little hiatus. Hopefully our annual In Concert will be in February. And then we open our 20th season next year with Hello Dolly. It'll be in April.
In April, yeah.
Yep, big 20th coming up. So we're really excited about it.
Then I'm looking forward to doing a show next year.
Yes, that's
West
right.
West Side Story.
Yeah.
The next student production.
The student production will be West Side Story. Yep.
Yeah. All right.
So we're really excited about next year. We're gearing up for that. So as soon as this show's done, I get Columbus Day off on Monday, and then I start right in for next year. So
start raising money.
Start going, yeah. Yes.
never-ending process. Well, thanks, everybody, for coming on the show.
And, thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.
Go out and see AIDA this weekend. Go out and see all things live and local. That's the name of this show here on FM 90.9. Some other live and local options for you include one that is an ongoing exhibit for a while yet called Rhythm and Roots, Southern Music Traditions. It's at the Vespasian, I'm not sure I'm saying that right, Vespasian Warner Public Library in Clinton. And I'll find out for sure how to say that because tomorrow we're going to do a show on that. It's a rather intriguing exhibit. And University of Illinois Symphonic Band, two different symphonic bands are going to be at the Krannert Center tonight at 7:30. That's in Urbana. Station Theater in Urbana is putting on Circle Mirror Transformation. That is at 8 o'clock for the rest of this week. Not Now, Darling is a show put on by Conklin's Barn 2 Dinner Theater in Goodfield. That's Thursday through Saturday at 6 o'clock. Then The Girls Next Door, a cappella women's group, they are at the Canopy Club in Urbana tomorrow night at 6:30. Kirkland Fine Arts Center in Decatur and Millikan University are presenting Mozart's opera The Magic Flute in a family production tomorrow at 12:30 and 7:30 at the Kirkland Fine Arts Center. And harpsichordist Charlotte Maddox is giving a faculty recital at the Krannert Center in Urbana tomorrow night at 7:30. That and much more to come, including on Saturday, the Champaign-Urbana Sweet Adeline's fall show, and we're going to be talking about that with the Quartet Illusion in a matter of moments on Live and Local. You can help us expand the community of WILL contributors to Live and Local and our other shows here on these stations. The Fall Pledge Drive will kick off with a Power Hour on Wednesday, October 20th. Your gift now to the Member Match Fund will encourage others to follow your lead and help keep the pledge drive short, which is helpful to all of us. You can send your check to WILL Radio, 300 North Goodwin in Urbana, Illinois, 61801, or give online at willpledge.org. It's Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly.
Has got an invitation. Listen to that Dixie band.
Listen to that Dixie band.
Listen to that Dixie band.
Blanking. Okay. We just heard a chorus and a quartet in that order from the 2010 International Championship for International Contest for Sweet Adelines. We heard first, let me see, I'm looking at, it should have been Lion's Gate singing The Way You Look Tonight, the Lion's Gate Chorus, who were the second place international champions. And then we heard the quartet Max Factor, who were the third place international quartet. Listen to that Dixie band here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. It's sort of unusual that we do have the second of our Sweet Adeline focuses on this show because we had the Springfield chorus, did an interview with them last week because they had their show last weekend, and the CU Sweet Adelines are doing their fall show this Saturday. And with us are the Quartet Illusion, who were here, I guess, about a year ago.
Yep.
To serenade us in advance of their fall show at that time. This one is called We've Got Your Number, a musical tribute to cell phones in one act. There must be some explanation for that. Before you give it, let me introduce my guests here, who are Illusion, Chris Reefsteck. And what's your voice part?
Tenor.
You're the tenor. Betty Wiseman is?
The lead.
The lead. Joni Coke is?
The bass.
The bass. And Michelle Reefsteck, therefore?
Leaves me the baritone.
The baritone. And thank you all for coming in.
Thank you.
So what is the deal with We've Got Your Number, a tribute to cell phones?
what can we say?
I'm asking.
The cell phones have become such an important part of our society, and many of us in the chorus are cell phone challenged. And so we've got parodies and songs that loosely weave into cell phones with some personal anecdotes, and it's pretty clever.
I believe that there is a concerto for orchestra and cell phones.
Oh, really? Goodness.
Which I think is probably a joke, you know, to encourage people to, well, as long as you're not going to turn them off, you might as well use them in the concert. We've got something like that going on?
Well, was what we had aimed for the second half, and we couldn't get that, so that's why it's all in one act.
But you didn't ask me to come in and bring my orchestra or something like that. We could have done it as a halftime show. Illusion was kind enough to come to a prayer ensemble concert last April.
That's right. It was wonderful.
Yeah. We are halftime performers.
Well,
yeah.
We enjoyed the concert.
It was a treat to have you. So, and I see it says quartets abound at this show.
Two.
Betty puts up two fingers.
Yes.
Joni put up two fingers there.
Uh-huh.
You're one of them.
Yes.
Are you also the other one?
We tried.
But no, we are not. And we also have what we refer to as a VLQ, which is a very large quartet.
Meaning
more than four.
But not the whole course.
Yes.
So what does that mean, though, really?
A VLQ?
Yeah.
People who might like to sing in a quartet, but maybe lack the confidence to do so, might choose to sing with another person singing the same part. So you might end up with six or eight people in the group that want to do a song on their own.
And how does that affect intonation if you have two on a part? I know if you're talking about instruments, it's usually not advisable.
It's all about balance, and so you get used to who you're singing with and who your strong sounds are, and learn to balance it out and beef it up if you need to, and they do very well.
Do you not have other quartets in the chorus currently?
No.
At this point, we're the only actual registered quartet in the chorus, but this new quartet is think that they are very, very good. They've been practicing for a short time now, and they're all relatively new to the quartetting experience and sounding very, very good.
Very good.
So they just don't have the confidence yet, as you said.
Oh, they've just found each other, so maybe this will be the catalyst for them.
Yeah. Well, two questions for you. Hopefully I'll remember the second after I ask the first. You said registered quartet. What does that mean?
Pay your money.
We're registered with Sweet Adelines International as a registered quartet. Our name can't be used by anybody else until we decide to hang up our tap shoes. And and we can compete in our regional contest. You have to be a registered quartet to do that.
And how did you do in your latest regional contest?
We did fairly well. Not as good as we wanted to.
I don't remember. Top 10.
Yeah, we were top 10.
I don't remember where we were.
How many choruses in your
region,
which is Illinois?
Part of I-80, Iowa. South of I-80, and through, and we have Iowa and part of Missouri.
Part of Missouri, all the way to Columbia,
and
Missouri.
And the number of choruses is
13, I think.
I thought about 16, but usually 13 or so compete.
And I hear you guys took first place.
Yes,
a small chorus.
Mm-hmm. How? Well, what is a small chorus? First of all, congratulations.
35 and under.
35 under. Mm-hmm. And then how big does it get in this district?
Oh, in this district?
Our probably 80, 90.
Region,
yeah.
80 or 90.
Really?
Members.
Mm-hmm. And what about these choruses like the group that I played? Who was that?
Lions Gate.
How big are they?
Oh, 150 or more.
Really?
Or more.
They sounded pretty huge.
They were excellent. We think they should have won last year.
Yeah, we were at international.
Oh, that's right. They were second place.
Yes, but should have been first.
Should have been first.
Ooh, really?
They were good.
Yeah. Excellent.
Well, speaking of good and excellent, what was my second question?
I said you were going to remember. You hoped you would remember.
Oh, yeah, you said, I do remember, you said they referred to the quartetting experience. How is the quartetting experience different from the chorus experience?
Oh, a lot different. You're up there alone, for one thing, singing your part.
Yes.
And you have to learn to blend with the other three, make it balanced, make the vowels all match.
But you got to do that in the chorus, too, right? True.
Do that in the chorus also.
But there seems to be a mental thing about the safety in numbers, mm-hmm. and it's less
threatening
is a very good word, in the chorus than it is in the quartet. And yes, you have to balance, but when you have different numbers of people, how you balance it is different in the quartet than it is in the chorus. I find that my placement is not different when I'm singing, but my vocalization is different. Volume is different.
What do you mean by placement?
Where
the sound comes out.
Where the sound comes out, my resonance.
Doesn't come out of your mouth?
It does.
Yes.
It might resonate,
hopefully.
It might resonate through, above your eyes, or it might resonate in your nose. Sometimes you need to keep that sound forward as opposed to wanting to sing it back in the back of your throat. And the longer you sing in a quartet, the more aware of those particular things you become. It's a really great experience. I think it makes everybody a better chorus member.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Definitely.
To do quartetting.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And like male barbershoppers do Sweet Adeline, chorus singers do tags.
Oh,
yes.
In a hallway, in bathrooms, everywhere.
Elevators.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Could I get you to do one?
Oh, my gosh, a tag.
Yeah. You must know.
Do we?
Don't we do?
Please don't give my daddy?
No.
That's not my best tag.
Okay, what's your best tag? The tag is...
See, this is exactly what happens, right? I mean, if you were in Austin Hallway, you'd be doing exactly this conversation.
Exactly. Yes. That's right. And there's always one person in the group, and it might be four, and it might be a VLQ, that knows all four parts and can teach everybody that part, and then you try and ring it. And for people who don't know, a tag is that last part of the song that is the climax and the ending. It might be three or four.
How about behind?
Measures. Yeah. Behind. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. We can do that one.
All right. Gather around the microphone.
Okay.
The other microphone here.
Okay.
This is the quartet Illusion from the Champaign Urbana Suite, Adeline.
Singing a tag
cold. Well, that's how they always are, right? They're cold.
Pretend you're in the bathroom. Anybody gets to set it.
Behind. When I leave the
That's it.
That's a tag.
Well, you know, when I used to direct the Illini Statesman chorus some years ago here, I would try to. I was one that always had to be taught the tags because I was not a born and bred barbershopper, and I found it really difficult to hold on to those things. You know, just memorize them at all. But I guess
they actually published now. You can buy
a book of tags.
But you rarely see those at functions because. You know,
someone
will know it.
That's cheating. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You need to have those Vern Knapps and Becky McDuffie's in the group that
absolutely.
Will teach you those tags and all four parts
all
that
four
are required.
Parts.
Well, Vern Knapp is somebody I know. He's a local bass, and I gather Becky is a local.
She's a lead in
our
lead
and knows
Chapman.
It all.
Okay.
Yeah, she does.
Well, as long as we got you around the microphone. And about 2 feet away from me, what's one of the songs you brought?
We're going to do one that's relatively new for our quartet, and it's called Lucky Day.
I'm sitting on top of this great, big, wonderful world, for this is my lucky day. Lucky day,
I shall be old.
Oh boy, I'm lucky. I'll say I'm lucky. This is my lucky day, 'cause I'm all in clover, feel good all over. I want to shout hooray, hooray. I found a horse, you couldn't go wrong. And then, of course, you happened along. And oh, oh boy, I'm lucky. I'll say I'm lucky. This is my lucky day. I'm all in clover singing a song. Good fortune's with me all the day long. And oh, oh boy, I'm lucky. I'll say I'm lucky. This is my lucky day. Oh, this is my lucky day. My lucky, lucky day.
Yeah, pretty good for a new chorus. I mean, for a new tune.
Is
that
bad?
No, I was just going to ask you, how long does it take you to whip up a new song?
We're a slow learning quartet. We can,
but this one we have only had for about a month.
So a month of how many rehearsals a week do you do?
We rehearse twice a week, Monday nights and Wednesday mornings, and that's kind of a perk. Not many quartets can have the time to rehearse that frequently. Most are down to one night a week, but. We all have the availability during the day, so we can do a night rehearsal and usually a very profitable morning rehearsal. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I hope that doesn't mean you've all lost your jobs.
No.
Well, not all of us.
Some of us are retired.
Oh, okay.
And my job is at school during the day, so I have to be back on the job at 3. So, as long as the school doesn't call and say somebody threw up, I'm good.
She's good.
What are you, the janitor?
She's a mom.
Kids. I'm a mom. Ooh, that would be a bad job. Yeah. I don't want that.
Well, I had to. Never mind, actually.
Never mind. Okay.
My cat was interrupting my breakfast this morning. Let's just leave it at that.
Oh, yes.
Over and over.
Oh, my husband loves when that happens. Mm.
Yeah, I'll bet he does. So, real women, real harmony, real fun. Is that tagline for the CU Adeline, Sweet Adelines particularly?
Yes.
It's international.
It is international.
Especially for us. It's a membership program that we're using right now.
So real women as opposed to?
Fake women.
I don't know.
Well, that's what I was getting at, but what does that mean?
That was the left side of the quartet that said that. Oh. Real women. Take a chance. Come out and sing with us. Do something good for yourself.
Because it is fun.
Because, we rehearse
just,
on
we're
Tuesday
just regular
nights.
Folks.
Regular, I think that's
we're
what they,
not,
just regular
we're not
people.
Professional musicians. No. We don't have, we're all people who have jobs and families and obligations. And on Tuesday night, we leave them at the door and come in, and the fun that is had on Tuesday night is really, really good. The fellowship. The music is all, you have to actually experience it to to believe it. But usually once you come in, it snags you and your good is gone. Yep. So
that's Tuesday nights, Grace Lutheran Church in Champaign.
7 o'clock.
7 to 9. Where's your performance? I actually don't see it on this piece
of
paper.
United Methodist Church at Prospect, just below Kirby.
Saturday night at?
And the Worship and Life Center.
We have a
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock.
And 2 o'clock.
And are you doing two of them?
Yes. Yes.
2 o'clock and 7:30.
Uh-huh. Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right.
You can get tickets at the door.
Tickets are available at the door.
The show is called We've Got Your Number.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got Illusion right here in front of us. Chris Riefsteck, Betty Wiseman, Joni Coque, and Michelle Riefsteck. And we've got one more.
Okay.
We do.
What's it going to be?
Shall we do the gospel number?
Sure.
We're going to do our gospel number. It's called In That Great Getting Up Morning.
Oh, I like that tune.
I'm going to blow the right pitch because they get very angry when I don't do that.
I would, too. Especially if it was too high.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you about the coming of the judgment fairly well, fairly well. I'm going to tell you about the coming of the judgment fairly well. Fare thee well, there's a better day a-comin'. Fare thee well, there's a better day a-comin'. Fare thee well, in that great gettin' up mornin'. Fare thee well, in that Greg, in the morning, fare thee well, fare thee well.
When you see the lightning flash, and
fare thee well,
then you'll hear the thunder crash, and
fare thee well,
when you see the stars have fallen,
fare thee well,
hear old Gabriel's trumpet call, and
fare thee well, in the Greg, in the morning, fare thee well, in the Greg, in the morning, fare thee well. Fare thee well. When you see the lightning flash, and then you'll hear the thunder crash, and when you see the stars have fallen, then you'll hear the chariots coming.
Good news,
chariots are coming.
Good news,
chariots are coming.
So glad,
chariots are coming, and I don't want to be left out.
There's a long white road in the heaven I know.
Long white road in heaven I know. Long white road in heaven I know. Good news, chariots are coming.
Good news,
chariots are coming.
So glad,
chariots are coming, and I don't want to be left out.
In the
Greg, in the morning, fare thee well, in the Greg, getting up morning, fare thee well, in the Greg, getting up morning, fare thee well, in the Greg, getting up morning, fare thee well.
Well, you fared very, very well on that. I can imagine, though, why you wouldn't want that to go too high.
Yeah, you are right.
That's up in the ceiling.
Yes. Yeah.
Illusion here on Live and Local. Go out and see their show Saturday night. And for more information on the Champaign-Urbana Sweet Adelines, go to cusweetadelines.org. Programs on today's show are made possible with support from Columbia Street Roastery, offering over 30 varieties and blends of whole bean or ground coffee at 24 East Columbia in Champaign. Coffee, tea, and chai are available from their retail store, in local restaurants, and through Columbia Street Roastery's coffee service. More information is available at 352-9713. And we have support from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine Urbana, with wines, beers, and spirits for the serious collector to the first-time buyer. I won't tell you what they're all doing right in front of me right now. Wine tastings are held on Saturdays from noon to 4 on the Bouvance Tasting Room. More information is at the Corkscrew .com. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WYNL FM and HD1 and HD2 Urbana, with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville. WYNL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. Stay tuned next for the Writer's Almanac with Garrison Keillor. Classical music starts at 106.